Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today, Angler U, the CCA Star Tournament, Boyd's One Stop, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, weather-wise, it's 83 down on the island this morning. Looks like a mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 88. Winds will be south-southwest, 15 to 25. Higher wind gusts are possible. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 82. South-southwest, 15 to 25. And then for tomorrow, if you like today, it'll be just the same tomorrow. A few clouds early, mostly sunny, high of 88. South-southwest winds, 15 to 25 with higher wind gusts. Whatever that means. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a high coming up at 4:58 a.m. It's a 1.4 coming off that negative low last night. And then we have a low at 8:58 p.m., a negative 0.2. 6:19 a.m. is sunrise, 8:17 p.m. sunset. Moon phase right now is 81%, coming up on the next full moon. And looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have a south wind at 18 to 20 miles per hour. And water temp out there is 84, air temperature 83. Looking inshore, Galveston Channel showing a 14-mile-an-hour wind out of the south-southwest. Eagle Point, it's south-southwest at 16, gusting to 20. And way up in the north end of the complex, Morgan's Point is a south wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour, so a little calmer inland, but blowing pretty good along the coast, even all the way down towards Corpus. We've got a pretty good breeze this morning. All right, well, let's get rolling in the Golden Triangle area this morning and get hooked up with Captain Bill Watkins and see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. How's it going, man?
Well, you just threw a weather prediction on me that is not good.
It's not good.
South-southwest at 25.
Yeah. It's got a little south in it, they say. It's going to have south-southwest. So, hey, pick your poison, south or southwest. I don't like either one of them.
I don't either.
Not at 25, but I don't. 10, yeah, no. I can handle 10. 25 out of that direction, 10. I don't like it.
10's not a problem, but, yeah, no. Anything approaching 25, I shall persevere.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Got a little Saharan dust showing up today, they say.
Hey, that'll block out some hurricane. Stuff.
Yeah, it truly will. Might block out a few sinus cavities, you know. Some people don't, they can't take that dust.
No. Well, I'm supposed to be allergic to dust and mold, but in the last 3 or 4 years, I haven't had an allergy attack at all.
You're immune to it now. Sooner or later, you get old enough, you get used to it.
I think that's what happens.
You just like the old saying, he'll outgrow his allergies.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, though. Our rivers are starting to drop out over here.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Better water is coming.
Yours are going down and mine are coming back up.
Oh, heck. That ain't no good.
No, that old Trinity River, it just a huge watershed. It just catches a lot of runoff. Nothing you can do about it.
No. We can kind of ask for a drought, but didn't that hurt everybody else?
True.
We're a little short on rainfall over here, they say, but the river's sure been flowing full. I mean, all that rain we had up in Tyler and Jasper, all up in there, boy, I mean, it rained. They had some big rains.
Right.
Everything's starting to stabilize now, just like it always does this time of year.
That's right.
So we'll be back in business as far as clear water pretty quick, and the sharks will move in the channel, and they'll start eating our fish. You know, you can't win for losing.
Tax man's always there.
The tax man. The tax man cometh.
Yes.
That's exactly right. That bully that ate my fish the other day, that sucker was at least 6 foot long and huge.
That's a good bull right there, bud.
Oh, man. It come without warning. It was, you know, 10 feet behind the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Current was running pretty good. And he just ate my fish. I had a pretty good trout on, maybe 17, 18 inches. And he took it.
Oh, they're definitely going to go for the better fish anybody has on. Whoever has the biggest one on, they always eat it.
How do they know that?
They just do. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. It is crazy. So I have I've been throwing lots of K-Wigglers and lots of Little Johns.
Right.
And that seems to be just what the fish want over here. You can do a glow with yellow tail, or you can do a pearl white, or what they call a bone diamond, and just a solid lime truce.
Right.
And that's all you really need to throw. But we got in some clearer water situations in the lake itself. And they actually kind of were leaning toward a more clear bait with sparkles in it, you know?
Right.
Something like the strawberry with white tail. You can almost catch them on anything if you're in the right place. If you do it, if you're in the right place and working the bait the right way, it's going to happen. So... lure selection color is not the real issue. Just something white or bright that they can see. You'll get a little bit more strikes out of that. If it has a yellow tail on it, that's even more better. So we're in good shape as far as that goes. I don't know what kind of a Saturday crowd I'm gonna have, but I'm sure there'll be one.
I would imagine.
That's always a constant.
Well, it depends on, you know, how many tournaments. I know a lot of areas over this way are having tournaments over the weekend, so it's going to be kind of crowded.
Well, our fishermen over here are pretty darn savvy as far as the weather. They know that when the wind is going to be calm, they're going to find a way to take off.
Yeah.
There's going to be a crowd. You get a calm day predicted, and they're going to all show up. So the parking lot's been crowded, you know, for the last several days. And they're just, it's hard to find a place under the bridge where you clean your fish. You have to clean them out in the middle of the parking lot, so it's pretty hot out there.
Yeah, I never understood that. Over your neck of the woods, there's not hardly any cleaning facilities.
No.
Whatsoever.
There's very little of anything. We got one over at Speed Pass at they call the four-way ramp.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty nice facility. I went over and looked at it one time. Doing what I'm doing, I don't take up over there. And it's kind of crowded to get that to that ramp anyway.
True.
There's so much construction going on, you almost can't even get down that highway.
Yeah, I imagine during rush hour, there's some serious traffic problems in that area, you know, with all the...
Oh, you never know what you're going to get into down there.
True.
And there's always several people that are late to work, and they're stepping on it, passing you on double-stripe curves and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah. How'd our grandparents and everything, they said, man, that guy's driving like a bat out of hell. I said, well, I never seen a bat coming out of hell, but I'll take your word for it.
he probably would be smoking.
Yeah, he'd be on fire.
His little wings would be on fire.
Yeah. Crazy times, yeah, baby.
Yeah, it is for a fact. Our fish over here are definitely on shell.
Yeah.
If you got a shell bed out there that's alive, that's a good place to fish. If you got a shell bed that's even dead, that's a good place to fish. Any kind of hard bottom or, you know, mixed mud shell, there's something going on there all the time.
Right.
But these fish they're traveling and they're moving. There's a lot of little bitty shrimp in the lake right now. And you can just find them popping early in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're jumping in the air. And I mean, just bunches of them. And the fish are chasing them, but a lot of those are little fish.
Yeah.
You know, 6 to 10 inches. They've all showed up, and they've let me know that we got off a really, really good spawn last year.
It looks like a pretty good one coming up this month, too, you know, with this full moon right around the corner. There'll be some egg squirting going on, bud. And you'll get some shoreline spawn, but most of it will probably be, over shell, deep reef spawn.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. And we've got a lot of the tide runners spawned last month.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a little bit skinnier. And the lake fish, they're kind of right in there with them. Some have eggs that are not quite developed, and some have, they're just pooching out with it.
Yes.
I guess it kind of depended on where they were in the water column.
Yeah, the bellies are big on these fish right now. Big, wide shoulders. Yeah. You know, they're healthy anyway, but they've got big-time egg development. And Blaine said he caught a fish yesterday. It was around 21, 22 inches. He said it had to be 5 pounds or bigger. It was so fat.
Oh, man.
Just a toad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some big ones out there. There's a few. I saw one the other day that had to be an honest 4 pounds, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Big old heavy fish.
Right.
Short, but wide.
Typical upper coast trout.
Yeah.
That's something how these fish, you know, the configuration of them are so much different from down south, especially this time of year, you know, after you get into the summer patterns. Their fish get longer and skinnier, and ours are short and stubby.
So do they actually spawn earlier down on the, like at Fort Mansfield?
I think so, because the water temperatures, you know, are so much warmer earlier than they are up here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and their salinity level, it's always right. You know, they don't, their fish don't have to wait on, you know, the salinity to change or whatsoever. And, you know, you got to have some salinity for the buoyancy for the eggs. You know, when they do spawn and then they get fertilized, that way they're more buoyant and they'll float and the tides will carry them into the estuary. So down there, they got tons of grass to support those eggs, too, you know, for those fish to hatch and survive, you know, be able to hide in those grass beds and everything else. Up here, they don't.
Yeah, we don't have that at all.
So you know, survival rate could actually be better down there, so to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know how they...
Let me knock this break out. I looked up, and, man, I'm over the clock here. Let me hang on, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU, they're committed to steadily expanding their library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics, plus their archives so you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics that cover all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. And whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, AnglerU's got you covered. So easy to do. Just go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I'm here with you, buddy.
And yes, school is out for summer. Little Alice Cooper.
Rolling down the highway.
That's it.
It's amazing how early you have to get up nowadays to get to the water on time.
Yeah, I like that daylight around 7 o'clock, man.
Yeah. That's what I like. But that's gone by the by now.
I know.
We're in a summer syndrome. Daylight saving time, baby.
You know, we went from really all but the wind. It's been a really pleasant spring up till now. You know, summer just, you know, here we go. It's here. It's kicked in.
Yeah.
But, yep. You know, the temperatures were good all spring long, I thought.
Yeah. But the wind was blowing so hard.
I know.
We had to hide from it. I mean, that was incredible. Days and days of 25 to 30 mile an hour winds.
I know it.
Some days 35. You have to fish where the system lets you.
Yeah, it protects a lot of fish in a lot of areas that you can't target and reach those fish or mess with them. They're totally unharassed. But yeah. It also hurts the areas where you can fish because, I mean, everybody has to fish there, you know, for the protection. And it takes its toll on those schools.
Yeah. Yeah, those
but,
fish get
I mean,
beat up pretty bad.
Three fish per person, I mean, you're not hurting anything. Not even knocking
not
a dent in
much.
It. No, you can't. So, these new limits over here, well, they've been in effect since March 26th or whatever it was in 2024. So, we're about 15 months into this trial here.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's making a difference.
Well, it may be. I don't know.
You're taking out half of what you were before, so it's got to help.
Well, I'm over here looking at both sides of the world.
Yeah, you're on the split.
I'm on the split, and I don't even fish the Texas side hardly at all. I stay away from it. It's just too easy to... too easy to catch fish that you don't have to eyeball that much.
Right.
You know, I get to where I can look at them and tell whether they're, you know, 12 inches or 14 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can keep that one. You don't have to slap them on a measuring board
right.
quite so much, which I think contributes to their death a lot of times anyway.
Yeah, you can mishandle them. Too much handling of these fish is not good.
No, it's not. Especially as hot as it is now.
Yes.
You put him on the measuring stick, and he's gonna be fried.
Yeah, you might want to dip that thing in cool water before you lay him on there to measure him, get that measurement.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
y'all are
13
now, fish. Right? Louisiana, yeah, you went from 12 to 13. Yeah, 1 inch.
Yeah, they think that the 12-inch trout actually can spawn. So they're giving them another inch to be sure they get off a spawn before they get caught. That's their thinking. But so far, I'm catching fish that are just about the same size they are on the Texas side. So I'm not seeing, but they're growing as a group, as an aggregate. They're starting to grow, you know, a little bit better and better.
Right.
So I'm seeing, you know, chunkier fish, and it seems to be working. And a lot of the people now are launching on the Texas side, and even though they come to Louisiana, they're just keeping three.
Right.
So that's a help too.
Sure.
We'll see downrange.
Yeah, it's only been about 15 months. I guess they'll probably maybe do this for 2 years before they decide to make a change to go back to the old ways or what. We just got to be careful not to micromanage ourselves out of the fishing business, you know?
Yeah.
I never ever thought I'd see trout limits, you know, lower than drum or sheephead or flounder. Or
yeah, that's crazy.
Even a largemouth bass.
I think that a lot of that was a panic. And like you always say, and I've always said this too, it's environmental what happens to most of the fish.
It is. It has to do with Mother Nature and the environment these fish are being raised in.
Yeah.
They have to
survive a lot of things.
Tiny portion of the problem.
Yeah.
And then you got the other elements, you know, predatorial-wise. You got us fishing. You got the sharks, the dolphins, the bull reds. They're all fishing, too. And they're taking a lot more than we are, I can assure you that.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, that shark, he's going to eat till he gets where he's not hungry.
Well,
and the dolphin is, too.
A little bitty trout, little old pencil trout's got to eat 12, 15 shrimp a day. So kind of put that on a scale to a large 200-pound bull shark. How many trout does he need to eat today, or mullet?
Yeah. Wow. That could be quite a bit.
Sure. And there's a lot of them. A lot to be fed.
They're better fishermen than we are.
They are.
As good as we think we are, they're better. Because their living totally depends on it.
Well, the lack of shrimp boat pressure, too. I mean, sure, that's going to help on the bycatch end. But then there's no free meals for all these bull reds and dolphins and sharks that you normally saw behind the shrimp boats eating all the coal, all the bycatch it was thrown over.
Yeah. Yeah, that was easy pickings for them.
Yeah, it's a catch-22, man. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's just nature. Feeding the local wildlife, buddy.
I do think that as far as fishing pressure goes, if you get those fish bottled up in an area where they're exposed and everybody can find them, there's going to be a high mortality rate. Even with a three-fish limit, fish are going to handle them a lot more. And I watched a boat near me the other day. They were handling fish with rags. There's enough information out there about that. But people don't want to touch them with their hands. And that's, you wipe their spine cut off, might as well hit him in the head with a hammer.
Yeah, might as well knock him out and throw him back and let sharks have him. Because, I mean, you wrap a rag around those fish to control them. You know, a lot of people don't have a good grip. But, you know, that just, it takes all the slime off. That slime's a protective coating. That eliminates bacteria and it protects the fish itself. Let him flop around on the floor and beat all the slime off himself and then throw him back. He's it's a 50-50 chance that fish is going to make it.
Yeah.
Especially mostly in this hot weather, man.
Yeah. Yeah. They're halfway cooked when you put them back in the water.
Sure. Plus the fight, you know, if they, the bigger fish are the ones that you have a problem with because they fight real hard. And a lot of folks aren't able to muscle them into the boat and get them in quick enough, get them off and back in the water. Sometimes the photo moment lasts a little longer than it should, if you see what I'm saying there.
Yeah, that's
true. Hanging off a boga grip. Well, let's go ahead and measure him. You know, let's get a video, let's get a photo. And, the longer they're out of the water, the less chance they have of making it.
You're definitely right about that.
But part of the game, spoils of war. All right, Bill. Well, hey, bud. Good luck to you today. Hope the wind, the prediction's wrong. I hope it's a wrong prediction. Doesn't blow like they say it's going to. Yeah, they've been wrong before. So, hey, if somebody wants to come over and fish, will you give them some info how they can reach you, Bill?
409-673-9211.
Or fishthebeanlake.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Bill, have a good day.
Yeah, take care of yourself, buddy. Thanks.
All right, see you later. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that started Memorial Day weekend. It's going to run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. And the CCA has released 120 tagged redfish in inshore Texas waters just waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species inshore like gafftop, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. It's really easy to sign up. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoff Power Polaris, Mowdy Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with our good friend Richard Tosh, the fish dude. Hey, Richard, what's up, buddy?
The temperature's up, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
It's summertime. Plus, it's fishing season.
I heard that. There ain't no doubt.
Everybody's doing it.
I'm telling you, there ain't no doubt about that. Them harvesters, they're still doing pretty dang good. But, man, I have been catching a ton of them little rascals, you know. But that's all right. I mean, that's the future fish. That's the main thing. So, yeah, the biggest problem is people getting them confused for white bass. You know, that's the biggest thing. When them suckers are small like they are, matter of fact, there was one we caught yesterday. I was pulling him up. I go, dang, that's a white bass. Got him in the boat. Looked at him. No, that's a hybrid. So it's
I mean, you got three fish there you're playing with. You got white bass, hybrid, and striper that all, they look the same.
Unless you really know. That's
you
right.
Can just glance at one and you can tell, but the average Joe can't.
No, that's right. I mean, most of the time, like the white bass, they're a little yellow tint to them, and their lines are different and stuff like that. But with the hybrids and the striped bass, they're a dark green. I mean, they're really distinctive green, and the stripes are a little bit different, you know. Now, officially, they say go buy the tooth patch on them and stuff like that, but some people don't understand what that is. And I showed some guys the other day about that tooth patch, and it's, whenever you see it, it's really obvious. Now, with that said, I showed them one of them. I said, look, here it is right here. You can see two tooth patches. You don't, I mean, it was
on
real
the tongue,
obvious.
Right?
They were on the tongue.
And then
with a white bass, it had a single patch because we did have one white bass. But then, with that said, I grabbed another hybrid and looked at him. He only had one tooth patch, and I know it was a hybrid because white bass don't get 24 inches long. So
no, and plus, you know, the hybrids always tell. The easiest to me is by the broken lines, you know, on the...
Yes.
What I look for.
The broken lines on them, there's typically, you know, there may be three lines that go all the way to their tail, but the rest of them are going to be broken. And then with the white bass, they'll have broken lines also, but they'll only be like one or two lines that are broken on their sides and stuff like that. And it's, you know, they're not very big anyway. You know, granted, the white bass I've been catching this year have been pretty dang good size. You know,
yeah.
I'm talking about 2.5 pound white bass. So that's a good size white bass. But for the most part, you know, typically they're not going to be that big. But, you know, when you run across them like that, it's a blast to catch them, that's for sure. But, it's just crazy how many of the smaller ones I have been catching this year. And that's, I mean, I love it because that just tells me the stocking's working and, you know, they're putting good numbers back in the lake and stuff like that. And that, you know, another thing a lot of people don't realize, you know, anytime you hear the word hybrid, whether it be a hybrid brim, hybrid striped bass, hybrid anything in the water, it's a stocked fish. It's not a fish that happens naturally in the wild.
Right.
So that's one of the things about them. And that's why, you know, you get your fishing license and stuff like that. it helps fund all that stuff just from your fishing license money that you spend. And right. You know, so many people try to you know, scrimp and save, and they don't want to buy a fishing license. Well, you know, the thing is, that fishing license money helps the state produce those fish like that. You know, and that's like when I go to other states, whether it be Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, stuff like that. Any state that I go to, I always buy just an annual license. I mean, no matter what, it's helping their program as far as stocking fish, no matter what type of fish it is, yeah. Whether it's a saltwater deal, freshwater deal, because, you know, in Texas, I'm not sure how the saltwater stuff works, but I know they raise redfish a lot, or used to.
Yeah, and trout, flounder, redfish, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, all that money goes towards that stuff, so it's helping the state's fishery no matter what, whether it be in the fresh or the salt water, because they don't distinguish the money, you know, between, you know, freshwater fish and saltwater fish, because if they did, I mean, good night, the freshwater would beat out the salt, because there's not so many, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that go to salt water, but there's a whole lot more that stay in the freshwater side of it. You know, that's like up around Sam Rayburn. I've never been to that hatchery up there, but I know they've got a newer fish hatchery up around Sam Rayburn right there by the dam. And I don't know what they raise in that particular one, but it's, you know, that's what they do. And then another one is over like at below the dam at Lake Buchanan. There's a hatchery over there. Now, that hatchery over there specifically raises fish to take to these Indian reservations. So, you know, they've got different things like that. So the reservations get different types of fish, you know, and they raise them right there behind Lake Buchanan, because I had a cousin used to drive a truck and haul those fish to those reservations from that particular hatchery. So, as you know, the fish go all over the place whenever you start talking about the hatcheries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's all different types, you know. There's, you know, the northern perch they'll raise in certain places. They, you know, they, which is totally different than what we have down here. They're a lot bigger, and they're, or I think they call them like golden perch or something like that. I'm not sure exactly on those northern fish, but you know, there's every fish out there's at some point has been experimented with, whether it be brim, because like Lake Conroe, for example, has got a bunch of those hybrid brim in them in here, and those rascals, they get big as they can get. I mean, they're just thick, and they're big footballs out there is what they are. So it's and then just like with the Florida strain bass, you know, you got the Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens up there, and they do all the stuff for the Sharon Lunker program, where they raise, they spawn out the large females, anything over, I think it's 13 pounds is what goes into the Sharon Lunker deal. I know they've got some 10-pound deals and stuff like that, but I think it's the 13-pound and up fish that they spawn out.
Yeah.
And they'll hatch those eggs out and then distribute them throughout the state, so. And it's, you know, it's been proven, I've talked about it before, where, you know, just like with deer hunting, you've got the genetics that you try to keep in, you know, big deer make bigger deer, same way with fish, big fish make bigger fish. So, because they had that one that was caught out of Lake Conroe that was 13-something, I can't remember the exact weight, they spawned it out, distributed the fish throughout the state. You know, a lot of those go back into the lake that it came out of, including the fish that was caught originally.
Yeah.
Right, it goes back into the lake, but they genetically linked one out of, I believe it's Ray Roberts, to that fish that came out of Conroe, and it was another 13-pounder. So it's, you know, it's a good thing that they're doing there, I enjoy seeing those big fish. I like catching them. I mean, it's not one of them deals where I go out to catch little fish. I'm always after them big rascals. I mean, no matter what, whether it be a largemouth, even a catfish. I mean, I don't mind catching those big giants, but typically with them, I'm going to release them anyway, because they produce a lot more eggs than a young one
sure
does. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing right there. Just keep them going. And those big fish aren't that good, as far as catfish anyway, aren't that good to eat anyway. So I don't fool with them too much. Take pictures, let them go. Some people want to eat them big rascals, but not me. I mean, it's I've had my share growing up eating them out of Trinity River, and they're just they're not what they're cut out to be. That's like, you know, I get people all the time wanting, well, just an example, a gas ragout, a drum, freshwater drum, whatever you want to call it. A friend of mine one time told me, he says, "Man, I want to keep that thing and eat it." So I said, "Okay, we'll do it." And so he kept it. Next time he come out with me, he goes, "Don't let me do that again." I said, "Okay, I promise you I won't." Because it's, maybe if they're done right, they're good eating. But every time I clean one of them, they smell bad. So it's like,
Not exactly.
And they don't have much on them anyway. I mean, you can have a 6-pound goo and that thing, he won't have a 1/2 pound of meat on his sides.
1 pound if you're lucky. Like, yeah.
Right. It's kind of like eating a coot.
Throw the coot away and eat the gizzard.
That's pretty much it. I mean, good night. You know, there just ain't a whole lot there. You know, they look like they're, like, as far as birds are concerned, you think, man, it looks like a plump little bird, but he ain't got nothing on him.
Got a big gizzard in him, though. Big old big fist.
I'll be darned. But, you know, that's one of the things. I never have cleaned a coot, but I see people talk about shooting them and eating them. It's like, man, I don't think
pool
so.
Dues. Not me.
Yeah, pool dues.
You gotta give me a strap of pool dues.
Yeah, there you go. And it's, but it's one of those things. Everybody's got their own taste, but like me, there's certain fish that I'll pass. I'm not a fan.
That's like, I'm with you.
You know, that's like them gar and stuff like that. You know, them cages make them gar balls and stuff like that, and that's fine. But, and I've eaten some of them before, but it's more seasoning than it is fish. So
yeah,
it's there's a lot better fish out there to eat in my book. So that's what I do. I go for them. You know, that's the main thing, because there ain't nothing like a good batch of catfish or even the hybrids. I mean, a lot of people don't like the hybrids, but they got to remember they're just like a redfish. You've got to trim that bloodline off of them.
That's right.
If you trim that bloodline, they're good as they can get.
We used to catch those stripers up there at Spillway with the redfish, and we'd half shell them just like a red and cook them on the grill that, and they were just as good, if not better. They were good, no doubt.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the thing. You can half shell them. You can, you know, and when you half shell them, all that blood stays on the skin. So that's, you know, that's the thing.
But the fat, that fat that's between the skin and the meat, when you put it down and grill it, that fat cooks through there, and it eliminates a lot of that blood taste.
Yes, absolutely.
It helps a whole lot. All right, Richard, I got to run, man. We keep talking about this. You're making me hungry now. If somebody wants to come up and fish Conroe with you, give them some info how they can reach you, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good day. Catch him up, man. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
See you now. All right. Now let's run down to Matagorda. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm all right. How about you?
You all right? Fair to middling?
Yeah, I'm fair to middling.
Yeah.
Just getting ready to go disappoint some people again. So, you know, another day on the bay.
Man, when you going to get a day off?
I took yesterday off.
Oh,
I'm
going to
fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether you fished yesterday or not.
No. I fished all week and luckily took yesterday off. It blew like hell and it's blowing like hell right now. And
you going to fish in that Texas Trio tournament?
No. I've got, it's like a corporate thing. most of these people aren't enthusiasts. They're just glad to be out in the water.
Yeah.
But those boys struggled yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if the wind stays southeast, it's okay. You know, in fact, back before the freeze, the wind could blow like hell. And if it's southeast, we were going to get them anyway.
Sure.
Even drifting. But it's southwest this morning.
Yeah, that's what they're calling for today, unfortunately.
It makes it a little tougher. And, you know, the worst part of this job is disappointing people, and I'm not used to doing that. So
I know.
It's tough. It's tough.
That's what I always hated about it. Everything yeah. stacked against you and slow fishing. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's demoralizing for the guide.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and some guides don't care. They just go through the
motions. Oh, hell no. Not some.
Money.
A lot. Not
get their
some.
Money and go home. Lot. No big deal. But, man, I've always looked at it differently.
You know, back in the days, we were teaching people, you know.
Right.
Even on the bad days, we'd have some good fishermen. And they said, well, you know, let's go and show me some stuff.
Yeah, show me some spots and what you looking for there, Captain.
Yeah,
how'd you find these fish? Yeah.
I did that day before yesterday. I had Tim in the boat from Texas Roofing, and he's fun to fish with. And
right.
I showed him some stuff that he's never fished before. He's fishing a tournament, but he, you know, with a crew that was, they already had their game plan down, and, you know, they were looking for options. But we caught a few fish. We had a good time, but the wind was down day before yesterday.
Yeah. Know? Sure was.
But it was back up yesterday. Yeah. It was back up yesterday, and I was glad I wasn't fishing.
Yeah, I kept thinking, well, maybe it'll be like Thursday and lay down, but it didn't.
Yeah, you know, I saw some things Thursday, some places that we fished that if I was fishing a tournament, to get away from the people, the water was clear. I said, that's where I'd be.
Right.
But you couldn't do that the next day. It was blown out. So, it's fishing, man. It's just part of it. If you're going to do it, you try to do it right and do the best you can. That's all you can do.
I know.
And go home and watch baseball or basketball or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like yesterday, war movies. So.
Right. Yeah, because yesterday was anniversary of D-Day.
Yeah, man.
Boy, that was
historical
bad
day. Yeah. Historical day.
Yes, it was.
I don't know. You see any signs of this wind letting off next week? We got some changes.
We got rain chances next week, so maybe it'll lay the wind down.
Yeah, I see those rain chances are stronger inland than along the coast. But
see, I hadn't looked at it today, but I know yesterday it was showing it was going to be more along the coast, higher chances than inland. So let's see, looking at Houston forecast, 30% Monday, 60% Tuesday, 70% Wednesday, 70% Thursday, and 40%, 30%, 20%, and 20%. So looks like midweek's our biggest chance.
Yeah. Well, we need to change, that's for sure. So we don't need a drastic change, like
yeah,
something
along
coming
the coast,
up.
I'm showing on one my one app here. Yeah, 50, 70, 70, and 50 and 60 along the coast. That's Tuesday through Saturday. Who knows, man?
No, you can't go about. They don't even know themselves. It's an educated guess.
Just get up and look at it, and if it feels right and looks right, throw the boat in and go get them, man. Do your thing.
That's it. That's it, man.
I used to have a buddy.
Go home and watch some baseball or something.
That's it.
what did those Astros do yesterday? I didn't
they
get
won.
To watch them down here.
They won 4-2, beat the Cleveland Guardians. And, boy, there were some defensive plays. I mean, we should have lost that game. If it hadn't been for, you know, the good defense they put on, we would have lost. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're not, it's not a great team, but it's a good team to
watch.
Just,
you know, they're being coached good, and they've got the, you know, they just got the will to produce and do just getting by. I mean, what are we missing? Five or six of our regular starters? I mean, good Lord.
Yep.
We're making it happen.
We've got some baseball players that want to be, like a bunch of fishing guys that want to be, so.
Boy, that new rookie Melton made an unbelievable catch in right field last night.
Did he?
Yeah, he came a few steps from probably breaking his neck, slamming into the wall, sliding into it on a catch. That saved us two runs for sure. And Dubon threw out in the first inning. He had two assists, throwing him out at second base. You know, I like him in left field, and that's not even his primary position he likes to play, but he's got a good gun on him, man. He's accurate.
I like that boy, good. Period. He's good.
I've
he's
always
good.
Liked Doobie. Man, he's just he's best utility player in the league, I think.
He's what you call a good hand.
He's
a real
good
hand.
You know, the old like the old Terry Poole days, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, that's about it over here for right now, Mickey. We're going to see what we can do today and then go home and rest for a couple of days. Yeah.
It's fishing season. Hit them hard and hit them early. Get back to the dock.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Fishing, before apple you know it, it'll be baseball.
Before you blink your eyes a couple of times, it'll be fall and nice and cool, and we're all catching fish.
I mean, before you know it, it's going to be dove season and teal season. Just like that.
Yes, sir.
And then deer season.
Yep.
We've been around too long. It goes too fast now.
Man, I'm telling you.
All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come over and hang out with you and catch a few fish, how do they get hold of you, brother?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Always good talking to you. Hang in there, brother.
Take care, Mickey.
All right. All right, southwest wind, Charlie's favorite wind. All right, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair.
Wayfair, every style, every home.